four Central Magnet Tigers tonight. And will be Tyler Igawa batting second, Jacob Kroom. Third will be John Messick. Fourth will be Colt Flippo. Batting fifth will be Alex Ropp. Josh Green will be batting sixth. Gabe Hilliard will be batting seventh. Mackenzie Jackson will be batting eighth. And then batting ninth for the Tigers is Trey Schuler. And for the Eagleville Eagles, Austin Wilson will be batting first for the Eagles. Cameron Boyett will be batting second. Brian Smith, third. Fourth will be David Morton. Matt Warner will be fifth. Jake McDougal is sixth. Taylor Fitzgerald will be batting seventh. Ryan Hammonds will be batting eighth. And Pat Woods will be batting ninth.
And as we do the lineups, those lineups brought to you by Sunette P. at Bob Parks Realty, AG Sporting Goods, and Winners Trophies. And as we mentioned that, the raindrops fall. We do have our equipment covered, and but right now, just a little steady rain. Hopefully, it's just going to last us for a second or two. If not, we may be in some trouble. We may get the tarp going pretty quickly. We've got the first toss is being thrown down by Ryan Hammonds, the starter for Eagleville tonight. And the first three batters will be Tyler Igawa, Jacob Kroom, and John Messick. And we're going to do some adjustments here. Ramfrey, I'm going to let you do the honors here.
Yeah, of course.
Just cover us up.
Of course.
And if you hear rattling, that's our...
We could do stand-up tonight. You know how funny we look right now underneath here.
And that's coming out of my garage, the tarp. So we have no idea basically what we're going to have later on.
Very interesting what we've got going on here, huh?
I'm going to have to really get that equipment underneath you there.
Yep.
All right. And hopefully we'll be able to survive here. And the wind in the first pitch by Hammonds is swung on and fouled away by Tyler Igawa. Igawa is the left fielder. We'll give you the defensive alignments here for Eagleville in just a second. Here's the wind and the pitch by Hammonds. Fastball, it just must have been a little high. And it's one ball, one strike to the right-handed hitting Tyler Igawa. The big important thing when you're in a rain situation is to keep everything dry, the equipment and your papers, and there everything else will work out okay. Here's the pitch, lay down a bunt. It's a pretty one, and Hammonds is going to get it and throw an underhand toss to Warner to retire Igawa for out number one. So Igawa bounces to the mound, 1-3 on the putout.
Now, I do realize you are a pretty – we'll call you a vet at this right here. Now, how many times have you had to do this right here, the tarp over the head?
About three times.
Three times.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I don't know about electricity. I don't know how that works.
Yeah, you know, I was just wondering.
I'm not sure. If it gets worse, we may have a problem. We have to cover that up as well. I don't think this is going to last very long. Here's Jacob Kroom, and the pitch to him is a strike call. Jacob is the catcher for Central. Hammonds, the left-hander for Eagleville, a good pitcher. Here's the wind and the pitch. Breaking ball, sails outside and high. One ball, one strike to Kroom, the catcher. He'll be followed by John Messick, the third baseman. You're doing a good job keeping the equipment dry.
Trying my best here.
Here's the wind of the pitch, swung on, fouled back out this way, right in front of us, actually. And he's out in front now, 1-2 to Kroom. Defensively, Fitzgerald's in left, Wilson in center, Woods in right for Eagleville. The infield, third to first, is David Morton, Jake McDougal, Brian Smith, and Matt Warner. Doing the catching is Cameron Boyette. The pitch, breaking ball. Oh, the umpire flinched on that one. I think he thought it was really close. Two balls, two strikes to count. One out, nobody on here in the first. Here's the wind and the pitch. Fastball sails high and outside. Count full now to Kroom. Rafferty's going to have you all of our scores that we have in and the game and talk a little bit about the ball game this morning on our Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard, and he'll do that in just a few minutes. 3-2 pitch. Fastball sails high on Hammonds, and Kroom takes a walk. So base on balls and the first base runner for Central. The Tigers with a runner on and one out, and that brings up the number three hitter, John Messick, the third baseman. When your papers get wet and you can't write the ink, you just have to do the best you can. I hope you're keeping yours dry.
They are fairly dry. I'm looking over at yours right now. It's in bad shape.
It's in bad shape.
I think you got the worst of it when we were in the process of putting this over our heads. What an experience, though.
Well, we've done it all now.
Yes, we have.
We should have had a tent.
Me and Brian had a tent this morning.
Here's the pitch, swung on, a shot to short. McDougal bobbles it, flips it to second. Smith's got him, and they try for two, but no avail as McDougal bobbled that ball just a second. So the force out of Kroom, and that brings up John Messick is going to go to first, and that brings up Colt Flippo, the first baseman. I know how to solve this problem. I'm going to go to Felt Tip. My mentor, Brian Barrett, taught me how to make adjustments. Runner at first, two out now. Here's the pitch. Well, that's a fastball, and Beauty caught the outside corner. And it's 0-1. Two out, runner at first. That's Messick down there. Here's the pitch. Swung on, chopped to third. Up with it is Morton. Long throw to first in time for out number three. So no runs. There were no hits. There was a walk and one left. We go to the bottom of the first. Murfreesboro Central, nothing. And Eagleville coming to bat.
We have a saying here in the Tennessee Valley, if you don't like the weather, just give it a few minutes and it'll change, which is why you need a heating and cooling system that can keep up, like a high-efficiency electric heat pump that starts saving you money the minute you turn it on. And now that your local power company and TVA are offering 8% financing for up to 10 years, there's never been a smarter time to make the switch. So call your local power company or log on to EnergyRight.com.
Contact Murfreesboro Electric Department at 893-5514 or MurfreesboroElectric.com.
Craig's Tax Service at 142 Heritage Park Drive offers complete tax preparation, financial, and bookkeeping services. Craig's Tax Service reminds you that it makes sense to get help with your taxes. No long lines and year-round service. Call 890-2233 for an appointment. That's 890-2233. Craig's Tax Service. Join Mike Craig and Bruce Hall at Craig's Tax Service in supporting all Rutherford County schools and student athletes.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
WGNS Primetime Sports Coverage is brought to you in part by Ideas Tees. Operators of Lightning's Locker Room brings you this half inning. It's located at 910 Ridgely Road. You just turn off Broad between Chewy's and Chili's, and they can put your logo on just about anything. Screen printing and embroidery all done at Ideas Tees.
And we go to the bottom of the first with the pitcher on the mound for Central is Taylor Tullis. He's a left-hander also, so two lefties on the mound tonight. Still got a slight drizzle here. We've taken the tarp off our bodies, but not doing very well with the our papers much.
Not at all.
We're working under adverse conditions, but so far so good. Bottom of the first, Tullis getting in his warm-up tosses. Who was it that said, let's take the tarp off?
Oh, it was Nate,
yeah,
I believe.
I think that was you.
Should we put it back on now?
No, I think we're going to try to endure it here another
let's
minute
do it.
Or two.
A few more seconds.
And Eagleville will send up the top of the order, Austin Wilson, Cameron Boyette, and Brian Smith. Wilson, the center fielder. And the pitch by Tullis on the way. Swing, did he go? Yes, he did. Strike. 0-1, the count. He had the privilege this morning of doing the Riverdale game, 6-0 victory for the Warriors over Lake Zurich. Ryan had the call on that game today.
Rachel Albritton was Rachel Albritton.
Pitch curveball in there. And it's 0-2 now. Quickly, the Austin Wilson. We started just a few minutes early, hoping to anticipate trying to beat this rain, but we didn't make it. The pitch, breaking ball, sails outside and a little low. One ball, two strikes. Bottom of the first, no score. Central had a base runner early in that first inning on a walk, but did not score. Tullis winds and fires. Breaking ball sails high on him. Two balls, two strikes. We hope to get this game in. The wind blowing in from center field right now, Rafferty, and pretty briskly. Tullis with the wind and the pitch. That one sails down low. Now count full 3-2. Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard. Riverdale wins 6-0, and the Braves lost today in a rain-shortened game in Florida today. 2-1 as Tommy Hansen pitched well. He's going to be the opening day starter. You'll be able to hear that game on WGNS. Here's the pitch. Swung on, a liner into left field, and in for a base hit. So a good start for the Eagle Eagles as Wilson lines a single to left field.
It's a good way to start it off there for Eagleville here in the rain.
That'll bring up Cameron Boyette, familiar batter in that number two hole. Been catching, and I said he's been here so long. He just seems like he's been here for like 5 or 6 years and really good ball player. I know Travis Moore's glad to have him as long as he's had him. Pitches into the dirt. It hit him. So a hit batter. That's Cameron Boyette, and he's going to go to first, and going to second's Austin Wilson. And that brings up Brian Smith, the second baseman, with a chance to drive in a run here and get Eagle off to an early lead. And now a little discussion on the mound, maybe some strategy here going on. Rafferty, I'm not sure, but we might be during some rain for a little while here. I'm trying to look around at the clouds.
Yeah, there's not much but breakage in them at all, is there?
That little cloud that Tyler Shepard was talking about.
Has turned on us. Yes, it turned on us.
It went north.
Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard from last night. MTSU dropped their first game at South Alabama 7-5, and Riverdale lost to Cullum, Alabama 7-4, and this is all baseball here. Softball scores, MTCS beat Community 20-6. That's a big margin there. And then soccer, Smyrna beat Oakland last night 3-2, and that's on your Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard.
Well, there's a lot of games going on right now.
It is, and it's really exciting. You've got basketball, you've got soccer, softball, baseball, and it's just all over the county.
Some in rain delays right now. Here's the pitch, swung on, a little chopper to short. Up with it is Hilliard. The throw to first gets away. He's going to score a run. Wilson's going to score. As Smith grounds out with the bad throw to first. Well, I'm sorry, they forced him at second for the force, and then Smith is it safe over at first. That will be an RBI because you can't predict that that's going to be a double play. So at first base is Brian Smith. Based on a fielder's choice, Cameron Boyette was forced out at second. And that brings up David Morton, the third baseman. Batting cleanup here for the Eagles. And the Eagles have the early lead, 1-0, here in the bottom of the first. Here's the wind in the pitch. Swung on, popped up. Going back is Kroom. Does not have a play. And it's 0-1 to David Morton. Morton to be followed by Warner, then McDougal.
It's the weirdest thing. You know, if you had asked me at 8 o'clock this morning if it was going to rain today, I would have given you no chance whatsoever. But then all of a sudden, here comes the rain. We had a beautiful morning.
It was beautiful.
Out at Riverdale.
Just a little cool, I guess.
It was, but woke up with a fog over the air, and then it kind of lifted, and it was gorgeous outside.
Smith at first with the lead. Here's the pitch. To the plate, it's high, a ball. One ball, one strike. It's about 330 down the left field line, 320 down the right field line, and about 300 dead away center, 320. Swing and a foul, chopped at the plate. One ball, two strikes to Morton.
You have to compliment your eyesight there. I can't see out that far to even get those numbers.
Well, I have to be honest with you. I guessed in left field. I think it's about 330 down that left field line as well. Morton steps back in there now. Smith gets his lead at first. A run is in. Eagle leads at 1-0, bottom of the first. The stretch and the pitch. Curve ball swung on, popped up in the infield. Messick calling for it. He's under it, and he's got it. Probably got a couple of raindrops in his eyes as well for out number two. So two away, and that's going to bring up Matt Warner, the first baseman. I think everybody has their own individual come-to-the-plate music here at Eagleville.
That is pretty cool, though. I sit and wonder what I would choose.
I hate to even think about what you would choose.
Yeah, it would be something just
heavy metal.
That's pushing it. No.
Tullis swings and fouls back out of play. 0-1. Warner, the first baseman, a right-handed batter. Rain still coming down, not as heavy, I don't think, as it was, but enough. 0-1 to count to Warner. Two out. Smith down, still down at first. Here's the stretch in the pitch. Breaking ball swung on, chopped to third. Messick up with it. Going to have to make the long throw, and does, to retire Matt Warner. But not before Eagleville gets a run on one hit, and there was one left. We've completed one. Our score, Murfreesboro Central trails Eagleville 1-0.
For over four decades, Fans Heating and Air has been a symbol of quality for Murfreesboro and Rutherford County. Alton and Jason Fan are there to ensure quality to every customer, even showing up on site. Fans Heating and Air is located on Jayhawk Court near the County School Board offices. They ask that you stop by or call 893-7930. That's 893-7930. For friendly, complete service on Amana, Bryant, or York Heating and Air products, Fans will do it all. Sell you your choice of products and then install it with their factory-trained, experienced professional staff. In the unlikely event you need service, Fans will be there with trained technicians. Fans specializes in new homes, custom homes, or existing buildings. Give Fans Heating and Air a call today, 893-7930, 893-7930. Good luck to all our schools and student athletes from Fans Heating and Air.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
WGNS Primetime Sports Coverage is brought to you in part by TOA, Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance, LastCast's Feed Supply, Winners Trophies, Cellular Concepts, and Prentice Alsop Heating and Air.
All right, we go to the top of the second. And leading off will be Alex Ropp for Murfreesboro Central. And the wind in the pitch from Hammonds is swung on and missed. And Alex Ropp is the designated hitter, I believe. Isn't he, Rafferty?
I believe that's correct.
Right-handed batter. Here's the pitch. Swung on. Fly ball down the right field line, giving it a chase. And coming up just a little bit short was Woods over there. He made a great effort, but it was a foul ball. And 0-2 now, the count to Alex Ropp.
That was an outstanding effort, though. It's going to go home with a little bit of dirt on the or grass stain on the jersey, though.
The weather eye forecast is not good.
No, it's not. Weather eyes let us down a little bit, too, today. Didn't inform us of this incoming rain.
0-2 the count. Here's the pitch. Fastball sails outside. One ball, two strikes. But I do want to tell Brian that all the equipment is dry. So we're okay so far. Here's the stretch from the left-hander Hammonds on the way. Swung on. There's a chopper to short. McDougal's up with it. Handles it cleanly. Throws across in time. Nice stretch by Warner, and there's one away here in the second. 6-3 on the put out. That brings up Josh Green, the right fielder. 1-0 Eagleville here in the second. The field is really in pretty good shape. If it doesn't rain any harder than this, they'll probably be all right. Here's the wind of the pitch from Hammonds. Fastball swung on and missed. Josh Green, right-handed batter.
It's a wicked pitch by Hammonds there. Just kind of sliced down center of the plate. Real nice pitch.
Buddy Powers tells me Principal John Ash is in the I don't know if he showed up when he saw the forecast, but he's supposed to be out here today. Tom Crager from the DNJ taking pictures, of course, in a dry dugout.
Got to hang out with Tom twice today.
1-1 pitch. Swung on and missed. Well, that was a good pitch. No way you can catch up with that one, and the location was perfect. 1-2 the count. Here's the wind in the pitch. Swung on, high pop. Out goes McDougal, and he's called off by the left fielder Fitzgerald and makes the out for number two here and the fly out to left field. So Green is out for out number two. That brings up Gabe Hilliard, the shortstop. And the rain continues to come down. I don't want to belabor the point, but as it gets harder, it, of course, it makes the field worse.
Nothing we can't withstand, though.
Well, I, for one, am going to ask for the tarp cover again.
Yes.
In just a few minutes.
That's perfect.
Maybe it break. Hammonds winds, pitches, high ball. It's 1-0. Eagleville leads it here, 1-0.
So you were principal once in a blue moon here at this Central Magnet School. Is that?
No.
Eagleville? No.
Swing? No, neither one. Swing and a foul. Got a daughter that works at Eagleville.
Oh, okay. I knew that.
That's the connection.
I knew that.
Went to Central for two years.
Went to Central.
Before it was a magnet school, of course. Swung on, fouled down by Buddy Powers and out of play. One ball, two strikes, the count. Actually, Buddy's over at third. A good, steady rain at this point. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Fastball sails high on him. Two balls, two strikes. Hammonds throws hard for a little guy. He's not a big guy.
He does have a lot of power and pretty good location on a lot of his pitches as well.
Here's the wind and the 2-2 pitch. Swung on, popped this one up, a little blooper. Second baseman trips and can't hold on, and that's a part of the weather as Brian Smith just lost his footing, had it, and couldn't hold on because the footing was so bad. Kind of going from the dirt to the green grass is probably caused that, so we're going to give him a base hit.
That's something we'll probably see numerous times this evening. I mean, just the play before that, shortstop McDougal kind of slipped when he was called off by the left fielder. So it's something we're going to probably see quite a few times.
It brings up Mackenzie Jackson, the center fielder. Takes a strike right at his hands, 0-1. Well, it's interesting. To my left, there's blue skies. To my right, there's partly cloudy skies. And right above us, it's
just nothing.
Cloudy,
yeah.
And rain.
It's been a weird day.
Here's the pitch. There's a swing and a miss. 0-2, the count. Runner at first is Hilliard. Two out, however. Hammonds gets the sign from Boyette. Checks the runner. Now pitch to the plate. Just missed on the outside corner. One ball, two strikes. And it's like a tale of 2 days. The morning was beautiful. This evening has not been so beautiful. Runner going. 1-2 pitch. Swung on and missed. And Jackson strikes out. That's the first strikeout for Hammonds. And we go to the bottom of the second. One run. It's 1-0 Eagleville. And Central gets their first hit here in the second. We go to the bottom of the second. 1-0 Eagleville.
Answer is, it's a way for you to take a vacation, pay off bills, or save some money for a rainy day. Question, what is winning $1,000 with First Banking? First Banking is banking with benefits. When you open any new First Bank checking account through April 6, you could win $1,000. You get a new chance every week in our $1,000 weekly giveaway. For more information, log on to firstbankonline.com. Member FDIC?
I'm Chuck Lewis.
And I'm Jim Bryant. We want to be your bank.
First Bank.
Come taste the Paleo's difference. Paleo's Grill on Northwest Broad, just down from Jackson Heights, offering made-from-scratch entrees like shrimp and grits, a Charleston favorite, steak Tuscany, hickory grilled salmon, chicken parmesan, turkey and dressing, just to name a few. Paleo's Grill, featuring steaks, Italian, seafood, and southern comforts, also offers a wonderful kids menu and call-ahead seating. Paleo's Grill on Northwest Broad. Come taste the difference. Always fresh, always delicious.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
rain coming down here at Eagleville High School, but not enough to call this game or to have a delay here. Eagleville leads at 1-0. We're trying to protect the equipment right at this point. And Rafferty, I'm going to probably ask you to go get some napkins or something from the concession stand, see if we can get a little dryness on there.
I'll be right back with that here in just a second.
And Eagleville pops it up left side into left field, and oncoming to make the catch for Central is Agawa for out number one. So Tyler Agawa retires, leadoff batter here for Eagleville, and that was Jake McDougal, the shortstop. Jake also pitches, by the way. So the first out, fly out to left, brings up Taylor Fitzgerald, the left fielder. Here's the wind of the pitch, and a curveball is swung on and fouled away, out of play. One nothing Eagleville, and an 0-1 count with one out here in the bottom of the second to Fitzgerald. Here's the wind of the pitch, breaking ball in there on the outside corner. Just nipped it, and he's out in front of Fitzgerald, 0-2. Hammonds would be next. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Swung on and fouled out of play. We still keep thinking that this is going to blow over here, but so far, no luck. 0-2 count to Fitzgerald. Here's the wind in the pitch. Boy, almost the same spot. This time a ball. One ball, two strikes. We're in the bottom of the second. Eagleville leads it 1-0. And some emergency cleaning up here by Rafferty. Thank you, Raff. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Jammed him inside, and it's a strikeout by Tullis. That is his first strikeout of the day. Two away, and that brings up Ryan Hammonds, the opposing pitcher. Lefty against lefty. And Ryan Hammonds is going to step in here. Sorry for the momentary delay. We're trying to do shop up here. Two out. Tullis pitches to Hammonds. A strike is called. Breaking ball sails in there for a strike, 0-1. Woods would be next if Hammonds could reach.
He had an umbrella that was offered to us, by the way.
Well, you probably should have taken it.
Yes.
Especially you. Swinging a bouncer to first. Stopped there by Flippo. Will he win the race to the bag? He does. And a three-up, three-down inning for Mr. Tullis. And we've completed two, and our score, Eagleville 1, Central nothing.
Family fun at the Smyrna Bowling Center at the corner of Sam Ridley Parkway and Weekly Lane. Owner Roy Bowden joins us to talk about leagues.
We have a whole range of leagues from people who claim they can't bowl on up to the very professional types.
Plus, being open 24 hours a day gives those who work in industry, like at Nissan and others in the area, the opportunity to unwind.
They love to come in right after work, have a good time, relax for a little while. They go home and they're in great shape.
The Smyrna Bowling Center at the corner of Sam Ridley Parkway and Weekly Lane.
Tired of little Johnny always talking about how cool everyone else's dad is? Want to go from zero to hero in your house? Then get Google TV. Turn your TV into a web browsing, social media, and search engine machine. Don't care what they think? Good for you. Then get yourself a home theater system with a TV the size of a drive-in movie theater. Just in time for the big game. But if you want to get any of this, you got to go to the source.
Intersource is your trusted source for entertainment, 815-1800.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
WGNS Primetime Sports Coverage is brought to you in part by Stir Pizza with three Murfreesboro locations. Check out GoPrimetimeSports.com. Click on the Stir Pizza podcast button to listen and download recent games. Stir Pizza sponsors WGNS Primetime Sports Podcast Online. Since 1924, Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance has been getting athletes back in the game and on the field. Whether it's a strain, sprain, or fracture, TOA is here for you online at TOA.com. And that is true. Just had some appointments over at TOA for the hand injury I had. Dr. Brown took real good care of me.
You had a hand injury?
I did. I had a hand injury. I had heard
former athletes getting hurt?
Heard it being a knucklehead, and we'll say that. But fell on it. A little bit weird.
Were you playing basketball or something?
Football, actually. It was the very first warm day we had. And you can see the deformity of my knuckle now. So, yeah. That got a chuckle.
I really wasn't asking for that, but, you know, thanks for the info. All right. We've got everything covered here, we think. And we're getting ready to start the top of the third. There was a little work done on the mound, and that's why the delay. Wind is blowing, and it has pretty much stopped. We've got a couple of drizzle, a little bit of drizzle going on, but not as bad as it was. Ryan Hammond's in his third inning of work. Got a 1-0 lead, and Central is going to bring up Trey Schuler, the first hitter to face Ryan Hammond's here in the top of the third. I hate to even think that, well, maybe we faced the worst.
Maybe.
I hate to say things like that, though.
Yeah. Could it get...
Yes, it could get worse. Trust me. Here's the pitch. Strike called right down the middle from Ryan Hammond's. Left-handers look good, giving up a bloop hit that Brian Smith kind of failed trying to go back and get. Schuler, here's the pitch to him. Inside, one ball, one strike. Met Trey's dad here tonight. I think he's got Grandpa in from maybe out of state. I can't remember. I think it was out of state here tonight listening. Swung on, foul back out of play. One ball, two strikes. Left-hander against lefty. Buddy Powers calling, giving him a little signal here, telling him what he's going to do next. The left-hander kicks and fires. Swung on, bounced to second. Smith up with it, throws to first, and Schuler's retired for out number one. So the first out in the third, 4-3 on the put out. And that's going to bring up the top of the order, Tyler Agaba. Tyler hit one back to the mound his first time up. He's 0-1. He's the left fielder for Central. Okay, I can live with this the rest of the night.
Yes, if it just like this. Stays exactly like this, we will be okay.
Here's the wind in the pitch. Gave a little heater there, and it's high, 1-0. Tyler Shepard doing all the dry work at the station. He told us of the impending rain. He did.
He warned us.
Swing and a miss. Good cut by Agawa. Comes up empty. Count even, a ball and a strike. 1-0 Eagleville. We are in the top of the third. The wind has died just a little, too. It's good news. Curve ball in there for a strike. One ball, two strikes. I've been impressed with Hammond so far.
Yeah, he's been a pretty good performance so far. Like you said, he's got a great arm on him. He really does. He's got some good stuff that he's been throwing down there.
Around the plate.
Around the plate, yes.
Here's the wind and the 1-2 pitch. Breaking ball, strike three called. Strikeout for Ryan Hammond's. That's his second. And that's the second out of the inning. Brings up Jacob Kroom, who walked in the first. Two out here in the top of the third. That noise you hear is our microphone sometime hitting the tarp. As that's happening, we're having to try to hold up the... You wouldn't believe what we're trying to do over here. Swinging a foul back out of play. I feel sorry for Rafferty. He's got four responsibilities over here. He's got the equipment, trying to keep stats.
I haven't, my papers aren't looking up
well,
far
I
right
can't
now.
Read mine, so... My apologies if I mispronounce somebody. 0-1 the count. Here's the pitch. Strike called right on the outside corner to Kroom. It's 0-2. Here's the pitch. High. 0-2. One ball, two strikes, that is. 1-0 Eagleville. And now I'm thinking the rain is just about over for a few minutes anyway. Here's the 1-2. Breaking ball sails outside. Two balls, two strikes. On Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard, we have a final. Riverdale beat Burlington Central 3-2. That's on our Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard.
That just in. Baseball.
They've had a good, excuse me.
Is that baseball or softball?
No, that's softball.
Softball. Okay.
That is a, they've had a good day.
They have had a good day. They've had a great year. And just, we were talking earlier how just clever the scheduling was for that team there. Already got about 22 games completed on the season.
3-2 pitch. He walks Kroom. That's the second time Jacobs walked. So a two-out walk, and that brings up John Messick, who was forced out or hit into a force out in the first inning. Got a runner for Central, and I probably will have to get some help because I've got my lineups are kind of wet at this point. There we go. Running down there is Ortiz for Central. Sun coming out a little bit. Yay.
Starting to get a little chilly there for a second as well. The sun is kind of warming
it
up.
Oh, quit your whining.
I didn't come.
Here's
well.
The pitch swung on. Pretty well hit right field. Woods going after it. It's a foul ball down the right field line. Long, noisy strike one. Good cut by Messick. Down at first is Ortiz. He's running for Kroom, who walked. 1-0. Eagleville. Both teams have one hit.
If you're an Eagleville fan, yeah, you got to wonder if this is going to be the year or not. You know, you've gone 2 years in a row through the spring fling, and you've got a lot of seniors like we had mentioned early on.
Good point. Ball high from Hammonds. Well, they've got the ingredients. They've got senior leadership. They've got good pitching. Got more than, you know, you really to get to the state, you almost have to have more than two starters.
Right.
They can go three deep on you, and that's a big key. I think one of the things, if they hit enough, that may be one of the things. But runner going. They pitched out. Throw down is Sales, and a great catch by Brian Smith to keep that from going out into center field. So a stolen base for Ortiz. And he's down there at second with two out. A tying run now in scoring position for Central. So a big man out there for Messick here.
I'll tell you what, that's trouble if Smith doesn't catch that ball. Going out in the outfield.
He gets third easily, doesn't he?
Oh, yeah.
Two balls and a strike. Hammonds checks the runner. Here's the pitch to the plate. Just dropped down low, 3-1. I want to thank Bill Tollett, Travis Moore for their hospitality tonight. Had everything ready for us. Buddy Powers and helping us get this game on the air tonight. Takes a lot of cooperation from a lot of people because the times in of games sometimes have to be switched, and we appreciate that. Swung on. High pop right side. Warner says he's got it, and he does for the third out of the inning. No runs, no hits. There was a walk and one left. We're going to the bottom of the third. Our score, Eagleville 1, Central nothing.
Hello, my name is Henry Golzinski, and I'm the owner of Franklin's Printing. We know in this economy that our customers really need to get the most out of every dollar they are spending on printing. That's why we have installed some of the most efficient printing equipment we can obtain to help lower cost and increase efficiency. Two of our most recent acquisitions are new high-speed folder, high-speed black and white printers for short runs. My goal is to be the most competitive and give the best service of any printer in this region. If you don't think I'm serious, call me now. I'm Henry Golzinski at Franklin's Printing.
Whether it's the blazing heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter, trusted professionals at Prentice Alsop Heating and Air Conditioning on West College Street to keep your home or business comfortable year-round. They service all major brands and in most cases offer fast same-day service. Also call 890-1311 for their duct cleaning service. Whether your need is residential or commercial, Prentice Alsop offers free estimates on new systems and carries a full line of Heil, Rood, and GMC products. Prentice Alsop Heating and Air Conditioning on West College Street, just under the Thompson Lane overpass.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
WGNS Primetime Sports Coverage is brought to you in part by First Bank, where you matter most, J. Mullins Jewelry, Carpets by Osborne, Jerry Potts Car Care, and Haynes Brothers Lumber Company, and that's one I like to slip up on there, that pronunciation of Haynes Brothers Lumber Company. I've said some pretty funny combinations.
We've got them all recorded. Yes. Tyler's going to replay them at the last game of the season.
It'll be my blooper roll.
Blooper roll, yeah. That mine would be a two-hour special. We go to the bottom of the third, Eagle, with a 1-0 lead. Pat Wood's going to lead it off, the right fielder, who has got a lot of action out there, but hadn't been able to foul balls. Have been going out there like crazy today. Here's the wind from Tullis. The pitch into the dirt a little, 1-0. Tullis has pitched well. He's given up one hit, one run on the short end of the score right now as Eagleville leads it here 1-0. Clouds all around. Winds died a little, just a little sprinkle. Maybe we can get this in. Breaking ball sails in there. One ball, one strike. His curveball has looked real good tonight. Woods, a right-handed batter, close stance. Here's the wind and the pitch. Breaking ball in there for a strike, and it's 1-2. Woods would be followed by the top of the order, Wilson, and then Boyette. Kroom gives the sign, the pitch from Tullis. Swung on, chopped right in front of the mound. Oh, slipped by Tullis, and let's see if he's all right. He took a hard fall there, just coming off the mound and going to the grass. That's the second time, Rafferty, now we've seen that happen.
Like we said, it's just going to be a normal occurrence, really. It's, you know, water on grass, not the best combination to try to get some traction on.
We'll give him a base hit on that. I think he would have had him if he hadn't fallen, but that's part of it. So Woods is down there at first. Good start here for Eagleville in the bottom of the third. It's 1-0. Eagles on top. Tullis, his job for Central is to hold him right here. He's on the top of the order. Austin Wilson, who has the only hit for Eagleville in this game. Pitch sails high, 1-0. The two hits, yeah, that's right. Thank you. And we've got announcers all over the place. Krager, go take some pictures. Here's the pitch, swung on. Shot to third, and by Messick over there. That was a hot shot. Messick knows he probably should have come up with that one.
Yeah, I think he was expecting a bad hop there and just kind of didn't get low enough to scoop that ball up. And it went right under, in between his legs, rather, and so that'll cause a runner on first now.
Got runners at first and second, nobody out, and that's going to bring up Cameron Boyette. So Eagles got an inning here maybe starting. Buddy Powers giving some encouragement to Tullis. It's been a crazy inning so far. Tullis slipped off the mound trying to catch a grounder, and then that shot over there to Messick.
Yeah, I don't know if you call it a routine ground ball.
Well, no, it was not. It was a tough shot. Here's the wind in the pitch. Bouncer, a bunt.
Ow.
Tullis coming off the mound, can't get it either. And that was a beautiful bunt by Boyette, and he slips as he goes around the first base bag. Bases loaded, full of Eagles. Single on that sack. He was just sacrificing, but it was a single, beautifully done. And now runners at the bases are loaded. Woods is at third. Wilson at second. And Boyette is at first. And they're having a talk on the mound. I don't think we're getting close to any kind of pitching change. If they do, Justin Jones will be warming him up in the bullpen. His father Jay's here tonight. Say hi to Jay.
About as pretty a bunt as you could possibly have right there, right down the third baseline.
Well, he's a left-handed pitcher, too, and if it goes to the left side, he's got to come off the mound and then make a turn and throw. Tough play for a pitcher that's left-handed. Woods at third, Wilson at second, over at first is Boyette. Let's see if they've got a runner for Boyette. Rafferty, if you get a chance, maybe see his number. Anyway, we're going to say it's Cameron out there till then, but I think that's a runner. Did not get his number. All right, here's who you want up here, Brian Smith. Grounded out, but drove in a run on an RBI. in the first inning of play. 1-0, but the bases are loaded, full of Eagles. Pitches high, ball, 1-0. No place to put Brian Smith. So a full-blown jam here for Taylor Tullis. Here's the stretch and the pitch. Into the dirt, good stomp by Kroom. That might have saved a run here. Two balls, no strikes.
Pat Tausignant, I believe that's who's running on first right now.
All right. Tausignant?
Yeah, Tausignant, I believe. Rain's
we'll call him Pat T. How's that?
Pat T, I like
it. All right. Here's the wind of the pitch outside of ball. He's gone 3-0 now, and Brian Smith will probably be taking 1-0 Eagle. We're in the bottom of the third. The Eagles have loaded the bases, though, however, in the bottom of the third here. Nobody out. Tough jam, tough situation for Tullis. Here's the kick and the fire. Strike call. There's a good one. Three balls and a strike now. Runners get their leads. Here's the stretch, the pitch. Swung on, bouncer up the middle, and through for a hit. Woods will score. Here comes Wilson racing around. He will score, and it's 3-0 Eagle. Big hit from Brian Smith. A single and two RBIs for Brian. And Eagle's taking the lead 3-0. Wilson scores, and so does Woods. And going to second is Pat T, Tausignant, and Brian Smith is at first after driving in two runs. Eagle leads it 3-0. Still nobody out, and that brings up David Morton. Popped out to the third baseman, Messick, in the first inning. Here's the pitch to the plate. Sails high, a ball, 1-0.
Go, David.
The inning started with basically a little bunt by Woods that Tullis slipped coming off the mound. And then it kind of got worse from there. There's a bouncer short coming up with it. Hilliard, throw to second, is in time. A nice play by Gabe Hilliard for the force out. They forced Brian Smith out. So David Morton will be at first, going down to third. Tausignant. And at the plate now will be Matt Warner. Three hits in the inning and an error. But right now, Taylor Tullis trying to do damage control and has done a pretty good job of it. One out on the force out. Hilliard made a good play down there. Had showed a lot of range on that one, Rafferty. Runner goes. Pitch is outside a ball and the stolen base for Morton. That takes away the force now. And 1-0 to Matt Warner.
The Eagles just done a great job putting themselves in good positions in this inning. Had a couple good bunts. Advance the runners.
The pitch to Warner. Outside a ball. Two balls, no strikes. Three nothing. Eagle threatening to get more. It's been a big day of sports, soccer, and we'll talk about restaurants in a minute. Here's the pitch. Bouncer third. Messick, good chop. Throws to first in time for out number two. Another run's going to score. And it's 4-0 Eagle as the pinch runner scores for the fourth Eagle run. Give Matt Warner an RBI on the play as he's retired 5-3. It brings up Jake McDougal, flied out in the second. And he flied out during the pretty moderate rainstorm we had earlier. Tullis has two out now. Here's the stretch of the pitch. Sails high. One ball, no strikes. They've put that drying agent out on the mound. That's not the problem. It's when you come from the dirt to the grass, it's been
the
problem tonight.
Yeah, the dirt's not giving the problem. It's the grass out there. That's all we've seen.
And it's not like puddles. It's just slick. Pitch is inside a ball. Two balls, no strikes now. Maybe we called a strike. 1-1. McDougal, the shortstop. He's also a good pitcher, too. Tullis, here's the pitch to him. Swing and a miss. Beautiful pitch from Tullis. And he's out front. 1-2. Now the wind coming up. Oops. 1-2. Curve ball swung on. Fouled out of play. We're in the third. It's Eagleville 4. Murfreesboro Central nothing. Eagleville still batting here. 2 out now. And a 1-2 count to Jake McDougal. Runners at first and third. Make that third. That's Morton down there. Here's the pitch. Swung on. Fly ball center field. On comes Jackson for out number 3. But the Eagles get 3 runs on 3 hits. And there was an error and 1 left. We've completed 3. Our score, Eagleville 4, Murfreesboro Central nothing. You're listening to Prep Baseball. That's right, Prep Baseball on WGNS, part of a day-night doubleheader.
At Little Caesars, your family gets so much delicious food for so little money, you might think somebody, well, goofed.
Got the pizza, Mom. Here's your change.
All this change is mine? There must be some mistake.
Pull into Little Caesars and pick up a large pizza with one topping of your choice. Only $5 every day.
All this change? This can't be right. Let me talk to the manager.
I'm the manager.
Then let me talk to the owner.
I'm the owner.
Then let me talk to the funny little guy in the toga.
On Memorial in front of Haynes Hardware, on Franklin Road and Rutherford Boulevard by Walmart.
Pizza, pizza.
We're talking now with Heather here at Carpets by Osborne. As far as items for your floors, obviously we think about carpets, but it goes a whole lot farther than that.
We're also well known for hardwood, ceramic tile, laminate, custom area rugs. We also do a large amount of commercial business.
Sometimes things that were popular at one time come back again. It looks like shag carpets are popular again.
Shag is definitely popular again.
Carpets by Osborne on Northwest Broad Street next to Southeastern Tire.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Don't forget to read local sports coverage from Jeff Jordan every Sunday in the Murfreesboro Post and online at murfreesboropost.com. Scores and standings for middle school and high school sports all can be found in the Murfreesboro Post.
And we're selling along here. We go to the top of the fourth. 4-0 Eagleville has put 3 more on the board. To lead Central, and leading off for Central will be Colt Flippo, the designated hitter. Grounded to third his first time up. He's 0-1. I'm really trying to figure out whether it's dripping from the top of the roof now. That's what we're getting.
Yeah,
okay.
That's all that all is. Right. It's just from the top of the roof. I've been up there kind of looking at it. My back's pretty soaking from the drips.
I can tell you're
drenched in sunshine today, drenched in rain.
Maybe y'all need to go over there and dry out for about an inning, about a half an inning or something, you know.
Hang me out to dry. Something like that.
2 balls, no strikes. Here's the pitch. Swung on. Good cut by Flippo. Pops it up. Got under it just a little bit. On comes Smith. He's got it for out number 1. So Flippo retired. And it brings up Alex Ropp. Grounded to short his first time up. Ryan Hammonds has had a little bit of a shaky third. But so far, he's been pretty lights out, giving up 1 single. Here's the pitch. Swung on, fastball. Pretty well hit down the right field line. Warner almost came up with a beautiful catch. What an effort by Matt Warner.
That was a excellent effort by Warner there, but you got to worry about landing on that shoulder. It was a little awkward the way he landed. He was looking over his shoulder. And then once again, would you call it a slide or just an effort to dive?
Well, I think he just dove for it, and the impact cost him the catching the ball. But what a catch it would have been. Nonetheless, it's 0-1 to Alex Ropp. Here's the stretch from the left-handed Hammonds, and a strike is called. Boyette's called a pretty good ball game here tonight as well. He's gotten on base. This is a pretty experienced Eagle team, as you mentioned, Rafferty. There's a lot of experience on this ball club. Pitch is high. One ball, two strikes.
Yeah, I'd say they're a pretty close team as well. You know, been together for so long, obviously played together for so long, and that's another thing that just makes your team even better.
Here's the pitch, swung on, bouncer, third, nice play by Morton. Throw to first in time for out number two. That was not easy. Morton made a nice play, two away, and brings up Josh Green, the right fielder, flied out. His first time up, that was in the second. We will have on our Prentice Also PD&Air Coach's Corner post-game show. We will try to have the winning coach on tonight. Bunted by Green, and it's fouled away, out of play. Whether that be Buddy Powers or Travis Moore, you know.
Had two interviews today, this morning, when me and Brian were broadcasting that Riverdale game. Had the coach and got Loveless Fine Photographer Player of the Game. Who do we have on?
Had to be Riverdale, didn't it?
Oh, of course, but it was Woodson, I believe.
Okay.
Yes.
She had a great game the other night, a game we did on WGNS.
Wolfram. We had Wolfram, I believe, so we had this time actually around. She had her second home run in 2 days, really. Got her first one yesterday and then got another one today, a two-run shot to actually give Riverdale the lead and ended up giving them the victory.
Two balls and a strike to count. Hammonds pitching to Josh Green. He kicks and fires. Swing and a miss. Count even. Two balls, two strikes. We will give you, the reason I haven't done that so far is we've been battling rain, but I'm going to try to give you our schedule coming up for next week. Planning on three games next week. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed. Hammonds put a little extra on that one and got his third strikeout of the day. We go to the bottom of the fourth. It's Eagleville 4, Murfreesboro Central, nothing. You're listening to Prep Baseball on WGNS. Here.
This is Freedom Morgan at First National Bank of Murfreesboro. We still offer checking that comes with a free check card, free mobile banking, free internet banking, and free bill payer service. You can also have your monthly bank statement sent directly to your email. There's no balance requirement, and you can write all the checks you need to. We're located at 2230 Mercury Boulevard. Come and see why there's a difference at First National Bank of Murfreesboro. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Winner's Trophies can help you with customized awards for any occasion. Owner Kelly Hockenberry continues to provide awards for sports teams, churches, recognition awards, and more. Call Winner's Trophies at 904-6002. That's 904-6002 for the best in quality, service, and pricing. You can also email Kelly, winnerstrophy@comcast.net. That's winnerstrophy@comcast.net. Any award for any occasion. Winner's Trophies, 904-6002.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
GNS Primetime Sports Coverage is brought to you in part by Steve Martin Construction, Loveless Fine Photography, Little Caesars Pizza Pizza, Craig's Tax Service, and AG Sporting Goods.
Thank you, Rafferty. We go to the bottom of the fourth. Eagleville with a 4-0 lead. John Dinkins, Rafferty Cleary with you. We've got, and the first pitch is a strike. We've got a new pitcher in the game, too. It's Tyler Agawa coming in from his left field spot. And the wind and the pitch to him is outside of ball, 1-0. I think Tullis has gone to left field. That's the only switch. Riverdale Warriors defeated Burlington Central 3-2. That's the final on our Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard. There's a pop-up off the bat of Taylor Fitzgerald for the first out here in the bottom of the fourth. Our broadcast schedule next week, Tuesday, Blackman is at Siegel. That's at softball. Airtime 6:15. That'll be you and Brian. Then you and Brian and I will do Wednesday baseball. Blackman at Siegel. That's at 6 o'clock. Airtime 5:45. And here's the pitch. to Hammonds. And it's swung on and missed. That will be at 5:45. And then it says no Brian on our schedule. So it's going to be you and I doing softball at Blackman, 6:30. Swung on. There's a line drive. Pretty well hit. It's over Jackson's head. Hammonds is going to have two at least. Let's see if he gets the green light. They're going to send him. It's going to be a play at third, and he is going to be out at third. Great throw and a great relay play from Jackson to Hilliard to nail Brian Hammonds, trying to stretch it out to a triple. He gets a double and thrown out at third. So nobody on now and two out. You don't know. You don't always want to make the first out of the inning doing that.
Oh no.
So there's a swing and a little looper that Hilliard's going to run down for out number three. So what looked like might be a pretty good inning for Eagleville comes up empty. No runs, one hit. There was no one left. We've completed four, and our score, Eagleville 4, Central nothing.
The cell phones keep changing. This is Melanie Davenport at Sprint by Cellular Concepts. We've got great Android devices. We've got picture mails now and texting. Sprint's come out with an unlimited data plan, $79.99. I call it all you can eat, all the internet, all the texting, and it's free mobile to mobile to any cell phone in the country, so you're not using minutes. $79. Call us at 893-CELL-2355. Sprint by Cellular Concepts.
This is Steve Martin at Steve Martin Construction. From the plan, design to build, we know that your biggest investment is your home. At Steve Martin Construction, we'll spend as much time as needed to ensure your custom design home is exactly what you need and want. Give me a call at 904-9639 and see some of our work online at stevemartinconstruction.com. I can guarantee every detail will exceed your expectation. Steve Martin Construction, 904-9639.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
WGNS Primetime Sports Coverage is brought to you in part by Ideas Tees, the operators of Lightning's Locker Room. They'll bring you this half inning. They're located at 910 Ridgely Road. Just turn off Broad between Chewy's and Chili's. They can put your logo on just about anything, screen printing and embroidery at Ideas Tees.
We go to the top of the fifth. Gabe Hilliard to lead it off. And Gabe, who made two nice plays that inning in the top of the or the bottom of the fourth, steps in here to lead off the fifth. No rain now, but a good, steady, brisk wind pulling going out to left field. Hammonds kicks and fires. He's not wasting any time, that's for sure. One ball, one strike, the count to Hilliard. He'll be followed by Jackson and then Shuler. And let's not forget Mackenzie Jackson, who ran that ball down after it went over his head, and Hammond smoked that ball. Being a left-handed hitter, it just kind of sailed away from him, didn't it?
Yeah.
Bouncer short, up with it, McDougal. Throws the first to Warner in time for out number one. So Hilliard retired 6-3. That brings up Mackenzie Jackson, struck out in the second inning. Ryan Hammonds is just moseying along, just at a regular, steady beat, and he's given up one hit to the Tigers. Leads it 4-0. Eagleville going for their fifth win. That's unofficial now.
Unofficial.
Tom Crager will probably tell me what the record is. I'm sure. Pitches a strike call.
He's a statistician.
He's going to look
at heart.
I was going by unofficial team member. And I was talking, telling Brian the other night at our game, appreciate Tom putting those standings in, those softball standings in the D&J the other night. Really helps. Swung on, chopper short. Going to be a tough play. McDougal scoops it up. Long throw. Safe. Jackson beat it out. Nice play, but Jackson beats it out. It's an infield hit single for Mackenzie Jackson. And Jackson, just pure speed, got down the line and McDougal didn't have a chance, although he made it pretty close.
Yeah, he didn't play center field for nothing there. He can run. He can run. There's no doubt about that.
Are you surprised how close that play was? McDougal charging that ball was what the key to that was. Trey Shuler steps in, grounded to second his first time up. Left-handed hitter. Down at first is Jackson with the second Tiger hit. There's a strike call to him, 0-1. Eagleville leads it 4-0. We're in the top of the fifth. Central has their second, or their, well, I think it's their fourth base runner. Second hit. Jackson with good speed down at first. Pretty good lead. Hammonds checks him. See if Buddy Pyre sends him. Does not. Bunts him over, however. Shuler with a fine bunt, and the throw just got him for out number two. So Jackson is sacrificed by Shuler. And he is down at second with two out. Runner in scoring position brings up the top of the order, Tyler Agawa. Now pitching for Central. Had a pretty easy inning except for that double.
Gave a big shot out there to center.
Got out of it. Hammonds checks the runner. Now the pitch. High ball. You can even hear the wind in our headphones a little bit, I guess, out there, listening audience.
I guess the crowd mic can really pick up much because of the tarp over top of it. I mean, it may be able to, but
it's a brisk wind out to left. If you get one up in the air, it could go. Mm-hmm. 1-0 pitch. Swung on, lined into right. Base hit. Jackson getting the green light. It's going to be a close play, and they don't throw it. Warner hesitated for a second for some reason. That may just have been communication. But Jackson scores as Buddy Powers didn't hesitate to send him. And Jackson scores the first Central run. And Agawa gets a single and an RBI. 4-1 now, Eagleville. Agawa is not going to be pinch run for. He's going to stay in and run. Brings up Jacob Kroom. He's walked twice. The catcher. For the Tigers, and we have been hearing that there's some lightning in the area, so if that happens again, we will probably have to be forced to go off the air for a few minutes, and they will delay this game. Here's the pitch. Down low, a ball, two balls, no strikes. 4-1 the score, Eagleville on top. Not really something you want to do, have headphones on and lightning come on the air. Tyler, I just want to tell you, there's a strike called, two balls and a strike. If they do delay this game for lightning, it will be a 30-minute delay, minimal. And now the thunder comes. So it's all around us. Here's the pitch. Bouncer deflected by Hammonds. Smith tries to recover and does. What a great play by Brian Smith. One run for the Tigers on two hits. There was one left on a super play by Brian Smith. And we go to the bottom of the fifth inning. It's 4-1, Eagleville.
This is Jeff Mullins with J. Mullins Jewelry and Gifts on West Northfield Boulevard, right behind the Green Bank and beside Fuji's. My granddad taught me early on, you just treat people like you want to be treated, and people will keep opening up your door. We are going to make sure you get a quality product. We're going to make sure that you get great service. That's just been the way we've always done business. West Northfield Boulevard, right behind Green Bank and right next door to Fuji's Restaurant.
Sir Pizza.
Sir Pizza spokesman Dalton Barrett with my friend John, whose parents just don't understand our obsession.
I told them I only eat squares and with only crumble bits of pepperoni.
They say that's how it all starts.
Don't fight it, John. Don't fight the force. Square slices forever, dude. We're obsessed with Sir Pizza on East Main, South Church of Barfield Crescent, and on Memorial.
Sir Pizza, you made me love pizza again.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Well, GoPrimeTimeSports.com is your local source for county prep news and information. Remember to log on to listen live on demand with podcasts and see where we'll be broadcasting our next game.
We have a new pitcher, and Rafferty, I'm going to get you to find out who that pitcher is because I don't have him on our roster here. But they've made the Sprint by Cellular Concepts call to the bullpen, 893-2355, Sprint by Cellular Concepts on Medical Center Parkway behind Red Robin, Middle Tennessee Boulevard by the college and in Smyrna's Target Shopping Center. And Roth is on the mound for Central. He is the designated hitter, so he's going to pitch. Left-hander. There is some lightning in the area, but so far it is to our, what I guess that'd be our
southeast,
yeah.
Right? Something right around.
And it's pretty ominous, so we will be getting out of here in a hurry if there is a delay to just to find safety.
I mean that.
And then we will come back after about a 10-minute break, and we'll try to get back on the air for you where we can tell you what's going on.
So maybe trying to squeeze this one in, or there we go.
And now the umpire. And there is lightning rule, and we are going to have to stop the game for a few minutes. And it'll be a 30-minute delay, minimal. And that's 30 minutes, I guess, after the last lightning strike, is it not?
30 minutes from
okay, but anyway, we know we're going to be 30 minutes before we can get back on the air, and we are in the bottom of the fifth. Eagleville at the plate. There is thunder going on around us. 4-1, Eagleville leads this ball game, and Rafferty, we will just kind of take a break, and we will probably secure the equipment since it is going to be 30 minutes, and we'll see what happens. And Tyler, back at the station, we will rejoin you and give you an update in about 10 or 15 minutes. All right. Our score is 4-1. We're suspended play. It's in the bottom of the fifth, 4-1 Eagleville, and we'll take it back to the station and Tyler's Shepherd.
You'll feel the difference at Jerry Potts Car Care when you walk in the door at 2420 Southgate Boulevard.
It's family. I feel we offer an alternative to having to go to the dealer.
That's Stacy Potts Orphis at Jerry Potts Car Care.
We treat everybody with respect. We're going to fix their vehicle how we would fix our own vehicle and make it safe. And we stand behind everything.
Jerry Potts Car Care, just off South Church by the County School Board Office.
2420 Southgate Boulevard, 867-6622.
There is a difference at Loveless Fine Photography.
We have, I bet, 20 different backgrounds for inside that you can pick from.
And Alan Loveless has developed his property's secret garden, and the waterfall is gorgeous.
And people think about little ones in their yards, but this is a big one where you can sit on it, you can get under it, and a lot of our couples are getting under the waterfall at the end of this session.
Take a look at the photo galleries at lovelessphotography.com. Loveless Photography, 890-1558. For portraits you'll love, why settle for less?
Whether it's the blazing heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter, trust the professionals at Prentice Alsop Heating and Air Conditioning on West College Street to keep your home or business comfortable year-round. They service all major brands and in most cases offer fast same-day service.
And they've decided to resume play, which is good news for us. It's 4-1 Eagleville. They're batting in the bottom of the fifth. And let me get you caught up here. We've only missed, I think, one batter. And that would be Austin Wilson, who just had a single trying to stretch it to a double, and he was thrown out. So that's the second time that's happened to Eagle here in this ball game. Cameron Boyette is the batter, singled in the third. And Rafferty, we are back on the air, and we are dry, and we even actually cleaned the table off a little bit.
Yeah, I would have to say we are actually coming back on here starting a lot better than what we were
yes,
doing.
So you're right.
We're doing pretty good right now.
On the mound is Alex Ropp, I believe. Is that
Ropp?
Yes, that's where we left it. Okay. All right. And Ropp is a left-hander. And the wind in the pitch. Swung on, lined in the center field, a base hit. Well hit ball. So Boyette is at first with another single. That's two hits in the inning, but Wilson, of course, trying to make it into a double. Brings up Brian Smith. Reached on a fielder's choice and drove in a run in the first. He singled in the second, got two RBIs, and he just made a terrific play in the top half of this inning.
If we're speaking of players of the game, he might be it. He's made a couple of great defensive stops for Eagleville, and he's also had that bat going for Eagleville as well.
Pitch by Ropp. Breaking ball sails down low. One ball, no strike. So that rain delay, as they say in the big leagues, that was a 12 minutes. 12-minute rain delay or something like that. Yeah.
The official
time. And we took it back to the station just like they used to in the old days of the Atlanta Braves. And Tyler Shepard was, doing yeoman's work back there. Throw over. Runner back. Now, the umpire has the discretion of starting this game and doing, if he wants to go 30 minutes or whatever, but that was such a quick little storm that came on the north, the south side of us. He just. And the throw over, runner back. In fact, I don't think the lightning even struck after he called it.
I don't think it did either. I think we all here, everyone here thought it was a little bit closer to us than it really was. And thankfully, it's out of here. There's been no more lightning, and we're ready for some baseball.
Alex Ropp checks the runner. Pitch, swing and a miss by Brian Smith. 4-1 Eagleville is our score. Boyette is at first. Eagleville batting in the bottom of the fifth with one out. Raverty, we were talking about all the things that are going on this weekend, soccer and baseball. There's a big AAU basketball tournament going on, too. I mean, there's
Tom Insel's putting it
on. And Brandon Burks.
Brandon Burks, yes.
And they're using about every gym in Rutherford County. There's a fly ball, and it is caught. What a play out there by Josh Green. He dove and just spread out and sacrificed his body and held on to the ball.
Impressive catch there by Green. Superman dive right there. It slid across the grass. It was a very graceful catch, we'll call it.
Give him the blue chip star of the game there with that play. Boy, that was beautiful. Two out. Boyette still at first. And the batter is David Morton. He's popped out, and he's reached on a fielder's choice. Also has a stolen base in his repertoire tonight. Travis Moore, coaching third for the Eagles, pitch into the dirt and taking off is going to be Pat T running for Boyette, and he is in with a stolen base.
I don't know if I would have tossed that one down there to try to get Boyette out or not. It's just, I would have ate it. Is that what they call it? Ate it?
I would have eaten it. Yes. That's good. I'm an English major, you know.
Uh-huh.
Not really.
Well,
English teacher. 4-1. I don't let you get by with anything, Rafferty. You know that.
I know it. Me and Brian were actually discussing that.
Swing and a foul at the plate?
Good talk, though. Wasn't bad talk. You looked over here at me and just really.
Oh, no. He gives the evil stares.
Yeah.
I just tell you on the air, don't I? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. He gives, evil looks. Or he turns your microphone off. Just does that.
And if you try to turn it on, you'll slap your wrist.
My point about it, though, is it's been a great weekend of activity for and financially really beneficial.
Oh, yeah.
Now, this game is not a part of the Warrior Classic, but there's games over there in the softball field that's been going on for quite a while, in fact, all day long. And Chad Lehman, Eagle Girls coach, has been out there kind of heading that up, and so they've had softball all day over there. Two out, runner at second. 4-1 is our score. Here's the pitch. Outside. Two balls and a strike.
Yeah, speaking of tournaments, Riverdale are doing a phenomenal job over there running that tournament, the Lady Warrior Classic. Did a great job this morning when we were there.
I think there's games at Blackman. I think there's I think Siegel's having games. And the throw, they got him, picked him off. Beautiful play there by Alex Ropp. And that's going to end the inning. No runs. There were two hits in the inning, but nobody left. And we have completed, we're going to the sixth inning of play. We've completed five. I've forgotten. There's been so much rain. I just about can't keep up with it. 4-1, Eagleville on top. Stay with us.
It's springtime, and once again, it's Peter Rabbit's Garden at Shacklett's Photography with a live bunny, Friday, March 23rd, Saturday the 24th, and again Friday, April 6th. For an appointment, call 893-2369. Peter Rabbit's Garden at Shacklett's Photography, March 23rd, 24th, and April 6th. Call 893-2369.
Craig's Tax Service at 142 Heritage Park Drive offers complete tax preparation, financial, and bookkeeping services. Craig's Tax Service reminds you that it makes sense to get help with your taxes. No long lines and year-round service. Call 890-2233 for an appointment. That's 890-2233. Craig's Tax Service. Join Mike Craig and Bruce Hall at Craig's Tax Service in supporting all Rutherford County schools and student athletes.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Since 1924,
from Eagleville High School, 4-1, Eagleville leads it, is top of the sixth. Ryan Hammond's on the mound for the Eagles, and he has gone all the way. Has given up one run on three hits so far. And leading off for the Tigers is John Messick. Grounded to short, and he's popped up. And he bloops a fly ball to left field and played perfectly by Fitzgerald. Had him up Colt Flippo. Grounded to third. And he's popped up to the second baseman. He's 0 for 2. Right-handed batter steps in there against Ryan Hammonds, who seems to have settled down after some trouble in that fifth inning. Pitches outside a ball.
It's about all the trouble he's really had tonight, though. He's done just a great job out on the mound. He's shown a lot of poise, and he's been throwing some wicked stuff.
The pitch from the left-hander, strike called. One ball, one strike. Let's see. He has walked. Has he walked anybody? Yes, one, two. Yeah. One in the first, one in the third. Our broadcast schedule, we'll give that to you after this pitch. The 1-1 almost hit him. Two balls and a strike. We've got Blackman and Siegel softball. That'll be at 6:30, 6:15 airtime. Brian and Rafferty for that one. Blackman at Siegel baseball. Brian and I will have that one on the 4th. That's Wednesday. And then you and I will wrap up the week with Laverne at Blackman softball at 6:30. So two softball games, one baseball game next week. Strike called. Hammonds gets the call. Two balls, two strikes. And a friend of mine has come by to see me. Actually, a relative. How are you, dear? You've been at the softball field this whole time. Okay. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. And Colt Flippo goes down with another strikeout. That is four for Ryan Hammonds on the evening. And two away. Did they postpone any of your games or delay? Did you have some lightning there? Okay. Talking to Samantha Jackson, the assistant coach of the Eagleville Eagles softball team. See, I did show up at the right place. You noticed this. I'm here.
Now, is there a Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoring update on the Eagleville girls? Do we have anything like that?
I don't. Did you all play today? No, they just hosted today.
Okay.
Part of the Warrior Classic, wasn't it, Samantha? This is my daughter, Rafferty. Let me introduce everybody on the air. They do it right now. A ball and a strike to count.
Trying to put one and two together there.
Can't you tell?
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Yes.
Two out here. 1-1 pitch from Hammonds. Fastball up in the air, and it's two balls and a strike. 4-1 Eagleville. We are in the top of the sixth. The Tigers have two more shots at it, weather permitting. Here's the wind from Hammonds, and the little lefty pitches. Strike called. He's been getting that pitch all day long, that same location. The umpire very consistent.
A little outside, but he's been calling it all day long.
2-2 the count. Two out. Here's the wind and the pitch. Fastball swung on, fouled away, and that's a good shot there by Ropp to stay alive. Alex grounded to short, and he's grounded to third. He's 0 for 2. Boyette gives the sign. Here's the wind and the pitch from Hammonds. A little high. Three balls, two strikes. We'll be covering the Lady Eagles. Let me see if I can find that game. We will be – yes, we will be doing somewhere down here, I think. I know it's on here. And there's a swing and a miss. We'll tell you about that if I can find it. Ryan Hammond strikes out two in that inning. No runs, no hits. And we are going to the bottom of the sixth. It's still Eagle 4, Murfreesboro Central 1.
The time is now. Bob Parks Auction. The time is now.
Estate auction on Saturday, April the 7th at 10 a.m. in Woodbury. A beautiful three-bedroom brick home with two full baths will be auctioned off at 301 College Street. Again, this auction will be on Saturday, April the 7th. It is an estate auction in Woodbury at 301 College Street. See pictures at BobParksAuction.com.
Bob Parks Auction.
Answer is, it's a way for you to take a vacation, pay off bills, or save some money for a rainy day. Question, what is winning $1,000 with First Banking? First Banking is banking with benefits. When you open any new First Bank checking account through April 6, you could win $1,000. You get a new chance every week in our $1,000 weekly giveaway. For more information, log on to firstbankonline.com. Member FDIC?
I'm Chuck Lewis.
And I'm Jim Bryant. We want to be your bank.
First Bank.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Maybe not. Maybe we don't have a new pitcher.
I believe we do. Rob was 22. We've got 40 or 4 or something. I can't really tell.
Well,
but his glove over
you're gonna
his
have
chest
to,
there.
You're going to have to look through my rain-drenched. It's number 4, which would be – wait a minute.
Salling, I believe. So we've got listed right here for number 4.
Yeah, Salling.
Sala.
He's on the mound and throws the first pitch for a ball. Bottom of the sixth, Eagle still has a 4-1 lead. Been a pretty tight ball game and a pretty fast one other than the rain delay. Pitch is no strikes. Salling, a right-hander. Gets the sign from Kroom, and here's the pitch. That's in there for a strike, 2-1. Morton is the batter. He was up when Pat T was caught stealing there, running for Boyette. Here's the pitch. Down low. 3 balls and a strike. Morton to be followed by Warner, then McDougal. 3-1 pitch. Swung on. Chopped foul. Down the first base side. Count full now. 3 balls, 2 strikes. We are going to be doing that Eagle Bowl game. That will be on the 12th, Middle Tennessee Christian School softball against Eagle Bowl.
It'll be,
right here. Actually, 5:15 airtime.
Just had an Eagle Bowl fan thank us for coming out tonight. They really enjoyed having us here.
Oh, that hit him. So Morton's going to reach. So leadoff batter on for the Eagles. Matt Warner is going to come up. It is a... really, we try in baseball and softball to get as many games in as we possibly can and also cover all aspects of Rutherford County if possible. It's just more opportunities. You're able to do that more, and we try to get at least one or two games and get the Eagles in, get Middle Tennessee Christian School in, of course, and all the 7 AAA
some chirping going on in the dugout right now.
Yeah. They're doing some new construction back behind us, so every high. Two balls, no strikes. A runner at second is Morton. There's nobody out here in the bottom of the sixth. Only one more shot for the Central Tigers. So their job here is to hold them. Here's the pitch. Fastball swung on. Fly ball. And going back on that ball is Tullis to make the catch. Sagawa is back out there. Excuse me. Thank you. So Gawa makes the catch, and Warner is out. Hit that ball pretty well. Brings up Jake McDougal, the shortstop. Flied out in the second, flied out in the third. He's 0 for 2. The big inning for Eagleville was the third. He got three runs in that inning. And now a little talk on the mound. No pitching change. Well, yes, there is going to be a pitching change. Coach has made the Sprint by Cellular Concepts call to the bullpen. 893-2355. Sprint by Cellular Concepts on Medical Center Parkway behind Red Robin, Middle Tennessee Boulevard by the college, and in Smyrna's Target Center. And we've got a new pitcher. We'll tell you all about that when we come back. It's 4-1 Eagleville. We'll be right back.
AG Sporting Goods is the place to go for all your sports needs. From apparel with name brands like Under Armour and Nike to team equipment, AG's on Mercury Boulevard is the name Rutherford County has trusted for over 45 years. AG Sporting Goods, helping your sports is our business.
While being in the big city has its advantages, we do things a little different out here at Las Casas Feed Supply. This is Coy Young at Las Casas Feed Supply on Barlow Lane. From farmers to those with a couple of pets, we serve all animals, big and small. Las Casas Feed Supply. Take Highway 96 to Old Jefferson Pike. Turn by Las Casas Baptist. We're less than a mile on the right on Barlow Lane.
Cash in on savings with Haynes Brothers Lumber Company. This is Terry Haynes. For a limited time only, receive $25 trade-in for every old window you replace. And that's not all. You can receive $75 for every old door you replace, too. Visit our showroom for all types of styles, products, and glass options from Sun Windows and Doors.
For more information, call 893-1515. Haynes Brothers Lumber Company is a member of TVA's Qualified Contractor Network. Haynes Brothers Lumber Company, the people you know, the people you trust.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Don't forget to read local sports coverage from Jeff Jordan every Sunday in the Murfreesboro Post and online at murfreesboropost.com. You can find scores and standings for middle school and high school sports in the Murfreesboro Post.
And we've used, let's see now, Igawa has pitched.
Be fifth one right here.
Yeah. So the new pitcher.
Yeah, Tullis, Agawa, and Ropp, and now you had Salling, and then now your new pitcher.
Colt Flippo coming in. Brian Hammonds has gone all the way for Eagleville. So as Raverty said, the fifth pitcher used, and Colt is a side armor. Austin Worley is in at first for Central. Here's the wind and the pitch. Swung on, lined into right, and a base hit. Let's see if they send Morton. They definitely will. The ball gets by Green in right. And Morton scores run number five. So a big insurance run out there, Rafferty, on that single by McDougal. That is his first hit and gets an RBI. Brings up Taylor Fitzgerald. He has struck out and popped up. Taylor, the left fielder. Kroom. Going out halfway to the mound. Colt Flippo, think Gene Garber. Think Kent Tekulve. You don't know either one of those guys, but they were submariners.
Never heard of them, but you're more of the baseball
knowledgeable. No, I'm just old.
Well, that has nothing to do with it.
I thought you were going to say, yeah, you are. But good job. Pitch inside. 1-0 the count. Runner at first, that Jake McDougal, who singled and drove in David Morton. And Salling went a third of an inning. Runner going. Strike called. Throw down is going to be safe. So a stolen base for McDougal.
That ball may have hit him as they were trying to
throw
it down.
I think it did. I think it hit him in the back.
You kind of heard the thud. Yeah, if you've ever heard anyone get hit in the back, it just kind of makes that
thumping noise, and you kind of heard it as he was sliding in there.
Have been hit in the back with a baseball or anything? Sure, I'm sure you have somewhere along the line.
Oh, yes, many of times. That's actually your first
still not as bad as getting hit by a linebacker or something, is it?
I don't know. I've always tried to compare the two. It's really hard. I mean,
it's a more located area.
Yeah.
The linebacker hit
it's
is
more of
all
a full
over.
Body,
yeah.
Yeah. Full body experience there of pain.
1-1 count. Flippo winds and delivers. Changed up and pops it up. Looks like the right fielder Green's going to camp under that one and got it for the second out of the inning. So Fitzgerald is out. That brings up Ryan Hammonds, who has grounded to the pitcher and doubled, and he was caught trying to make it into a triple. So Hammonds has not only done good work, but he's also 1-for-2 in this game. His line looks very, very good, and we'll give that to you on our Prentice Awesome Heating and Air postgame show. I know he struck out 5. And the pitch from Flippo is a strike call on the outside corner, 0-1.
Struck out 5, walked 2 on the evening. As far as hits, not many.
8 hits off the Tiger pitching staff tonight. 5-1 the score. And the pickoff play at second. The runner's back. That worked one time tonight.
Yeah, Rop got him one.
Yep. Buddy Powers, many years, the Riverdale baseball coach, did a great job there, doing a great job here at Murfreesboro Central. John Ash has a great school over there, and they are going to have quality baseball for quite a while. Pitch is a ball. 1 ball, 1 strike. Same can be said. We've already talked about Eagleville and the success they've had and the tradition they've carried the last 3 or 4 years. I think they're going to go deep this year. I really do think they'll go deep in it. If they get there, I think they'll really go long.
Yeah.
Swing and a miss by Hammonds.
If they've got the pitching, like you say they do, you know, 3 deep, they can, you know, take it 3 deep if they need to. Absolutely, they've got every chance in the world to make a deep run in the spring fling.
It's important too that they've been there. You know,
yeah,
once you
right.
get there and you've been there, it's you know what to expect. Flippo, did he go? No, they didn't. I don't think they did. I think they said he didn't. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Runner at second, 2 out. That runner down there is McDougal. Here's the stretch. Look at the runner. Looks back again. Now delivers to the plate. Outside. Count full now. Runner will be going here. So any kind of base hit, Rafferty, they're gonna probably score easily. 5-1, Eagleville. We're in the bottom of the sixth. One more chance for the Central Tigers. Here's the wind, the 3-2 pitch. Change up, bounce to first. Going to be an easy play for Worley. He makes it, and that's the end of the inning. But Eagleville gets an insurance run on 1 run on 1 hit, basically. There was a hit batter in that inning. And we're going to the 7th inning. Last chance for the Central Tigers. It's 5-1, Eagleville on top.
We're talking to Mike Lanning at Rick's Barbecue on Memorial by the VA and on Warrior Drive just off South Church Street. And, Mike, you've got everything anybody would need for any tailgating.
The high school games, you can come in and get you a good dollar off a family pack or $2 off a picnic pack. 8 to 10 people, family pack, 4 people. You can also get you a slab of ribs. For your Saturday games, like MTSU games, we do ribs, $1 off your half slab and $2 off a whole slab.
Rick's Barbecue with 2 local locations. The fun never ends at the Smyrna Bowling Center at the corner of Sam Ridley Parkway and Weekly Lane.
People have to have a recreational outlet, and this is one the whole family can attend, and everybody can enjoy it.
Roy Bowden is the owner of the Smyrna Bowling Center.
With a lot of the people working second and third shifts, they want to relax and have something to do before they get home and unwind, and this facility actually runs 24 hours a day.
That's right, 24 hours of fun at the Smyrna Bowling Center at the corner of Sam Ridley Parkway and Weekly Lane.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Coming up in the Prentice Also Heating and Air postgame show, we'll have your Loveless Fine Photography players of the game, the Midas of Murfreesboro shift of the game, some stats, and Jennings and Air's Funeral Home School Board and much post-game show. But first, we will give you a sneak peek of that Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard. Earlier today, Riverdale defeated Lake Zurich in softball 6-0. And then later on in the day, I believe it was Riverdale defeating Burlington Central 3-2. And that was also a softball score as well. So Riverdale has done exceptionally well in their tournament so far that they're hosting. But I don't think they've lost yet.
And here's the pitch to Josh Green. Leading off the seventh. And Eagleville with a 5-1 lead. And a ball on a strike to count. Ryan Hammond's trying to go all the way in this one. Swinging a miss. And he goes down. I'm sorry, I told you 1-1. It was 1-2. So a strikeout to lead off the seventh. Ryan's starting to pop. That's 3 in a row.
Yeah, other than that slip up there in the fifth that we, you know, you mentioned earlier, but he's really come on as of late. You know, 3 strikeouts in the past inning.
He's given up 3 hits in the game and struck out 6.
6 total.
And walked 2. Good line on Mr. Hammonds tonight. He's in the run of that player of the game too. Here's the pitch. Fastball just missed. Two balls, no strikes. 5 runs, 8 hits for the Eagles so far. 1 run, 3 hits for the Central Tigers. That pitch is inside. 3-0 now to Gabe Hilliard, the shortstop. Singled in the second and grounded to short in the fifth. Hammond's just needing 2 more outs here. The pitch. There's a beauty. And the count now 3-1. Hilliard taking all the way. Mackenzie Jackson would be next. He's the one that for Central that scored that first run and their only run at this point. Here's the pitch. That sailed high, and Hilliard walks. So a one-out walk here in the seventh. Our broadcast schedule coming up now next week. It's going to be Blackman at Siegel softball, 6:30. That'll be on Tuesday. On Wednesday, Blackman at Siegel baseball. That's at 6 p.m. That's on Wednesday. And Thursday, Laverne at Blackman softball, 6:30 on Thursday. So 3 games, 2 softball, 1 baseball. I guess softball sandwiching the baseball in the middle there. And a 6:30 start for the softball game, 6 o'clock. That's on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday of next week. And then Braves baseball will be Friday. I mean, make that Thursday their opener. I think it starts at 12 o'clock, the show for the baseball game.
Actually, I think it 11:30.
Well, I think on radio, yeah, but the actual pitch, I think, is 12:10.
12, okay.
And that'll be their opener. That'll be at New York against the Mets. Tommy Hansen's going to start that one. That'll be on the 5th. Then we'll have softball that night. Rafferty and I will have that for you.
Nobody likes the Mets.
Here's the pitch. There's a strike. 0-2 the count here to Mackenzie Jackson. And Jackson struck out and singled and scored. And he scored in the fifth. The stretch by Hammonds, the look of the runner. Here's the pitch. Sails high. 1-2. Tried to get him to chase one. As daylight is about over and the rain is about over, and it turned out to be a pretty night here. Actually, even cool. The pitch. Well, that's the pitch that he's been getting tonight, but it was just maybe a tad high. 2-2 to Jackson. Shuler would be next. Here's the stretch, the pitch to the plate. Swung on, foul back out of play. Boyette takes a look. But it's out of play. Count even, 2-2. By the way, I forgot to mention our Jay Mullins Jewelry first pitch of the game. I always forget that. That's Brian's job, and I always forget it. But tonight it was at 5:24. And there's a strike 3 called to Mackenzie Jackson. So, my apologies to you, but Jay Mullins, and it's Easter. You might want to pick up something for your girlfriend, Rafferty. You know, they're on Northfield Boulevard over there by the steak place.
I did pick up some
the Bargain Center.
Pearls over there. For Valentine's Day for her, but I don't know if Easter will. I'll get her anything or not.
Nah, Easter, no.
I hope she's not
probably,
listening right now.
Probably get her a chocolate bunny or something.
Chocolate bunny.
Yeah, that'd be work. Two out here, and we have a pinch hitter, and that is Ortiz. Left-handed batter. Two out, runner at first. Hammonds trying to finish the job here with a complete game. Here's the stretch. Check of the runner and the pitch. Squared to bunt. Takes a strike 0-1. Ortiz, good base runner. Up here pinch hitting.
Got a stolen base tonight for Ortiz, I believe.
Kind of an open stance. Here's the pitch. Squares again. Takes a strike. It's 0-2. Coming in from third was Morton. Two out. Buddy Pyers wants to take a look and talk here with Ortiz, make sure they've got the signs right. So the three games next week will be Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Softball Tuesday, baseball Wednesday, and softball Thursday, and Braves baseball Thursday. So we're going to be pretty busy on WGNS. 0-2 the count. Ortiz steps back in there. Here's the pitch from Hammonds. Low and outside, a ball. One ball, two strikes. We will have the Prentice-Alsop of Heating and Air postgame show coming up, and we're going to try to get the winning coach over here for a few minutes for an interview. Here's the pitch. And it's down low, a ball, so the count even. Two balls, two strikes. Ortiz doing a good job of protecting the plate and watching it there. Two out, a runner at first, 5-1 Eagle. We're in the seventh. Last hope here is Ortiz for Central. The pitch, bouncer, and he is hurt, and it is a fair ball. And they're calling him out, but I think they're wanting verification to see if this is a foul ball or not, if he hit it off his foot. So Ortiz is going to get another chance here.
Tipped it off his foot, I guess.
Yeah.
That feels
not
good.
That's a stinger, that's for sure. I think we will take a 3-minute break immediately after the game and get lined up, our coach lined up for this one. Might take a few minutes to get him there. We'll have the stats for you as well. The pitching line. Our Loveless Fine Photography player of the game. Our Midas shift change of the game. All coming up on the Prentice-Alsop Heating and Air postgame show. First things first, though, two out. Runner takes the lead. Pitch to Ortiz is a ball. Three balls, two strikes. So now Ortiz has filled the count. It doesn't say that on the scoreboard, but I can almost promise you it's 3-2. Maybe I'm wrong. Been wrong before. The pitch from Hammonds. Swung on. There's a bouncer second. This one's fair. Smith has it. Throw in time. Bobbled by Warner. So the inning stays alive. And Ortiz with a bum leg after getting hit by the bat and the ball. Still hustled down that line. So Ortiz is on at first. And going down to second is Hilliard. And that brings up the top of the order. Tyler Igawa, and it's getting a little interesting here. Two out, two on. Top of the seventh, the Tigers not going that down without a fight. Here's the pitch from Hammonds. Bunts it foul. Igawa trying to reach base, get those bases loaded, and then, you know, we've got a different situation there, trying to get that tying run to the plate.
Running, you know, you got to wonder what running's like for Ortiz right now, just hitting that last foul ball off his foot, but he's still out there running the bases.
He went down the line pretty decent, didn't he? I mean,
yeah.
Considering. Here's the pitch from Hammonds. Fastball sails outside. One ball, no strikes make that 1-1 to Igawa. 5-1 Eagle. It's going to be E3 there, by the way, on that last play for Ortiz reaching. I don't think the throw was bad. Here's the pitch. Swung on. Fly ball. Pretty well hit right field. It is a foul ball. Well, he got that. Got a good lick on that ball, Agawa. Agawa has bounced to first, struck out and singled, and drove in a run. Drove in the only run so far in this game. So he's got a potent bat here in the seventh. Hammond's trying to close this thing out, but Central not going down without a fight for sure. One ball, two strikes. Agawa with an interesting pose there before he gets ready to bat. Now he calls time. And there's a walk and an error in this inning. No hit so far. You know, as much as we thought it was raining here, that ground really, except for the grass, got a little slippery. It really hasn't affected, you know, much of the mound or the plate at all. Swung on, bounce for second. Smith bobbles it, goes off it. Oh, it hit him. Hit the runner. That's what happened. So he is out. So I knew Smith, when he pumped his fist, going, okay, all right. I knew that the game had ended as kind of a unique way. It hit the Ortiz as he was going by. And that's your ball game. Our final score here, Eagleville wins it over Central by a score of 5-1. And we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we'll have the Prentice Ossipienaar post-game show, including, hopefully, a post-game interview with the winning coach. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Let it go up.
Hodge Construction Service is a proud supporter of Rutherford County student athletes. Terry Hodge is a true friend to local students. Hodge Construction Services specializes in all types of home repair, carpentry, plumbing, and electrical work. He also specializes in doing quality work on time. You don't pay a penny until the job is finished. Hodge Construction Services can be reached at 390-8941. Hodge Construction Services, 390-8941.
This is Frieda Morgan with First National Bank of Murfreesboro. I'd like to invite you to come and see my co-workers Becky Walker or Jonathan Bolden at First National Mortgage Services if you're thinking about buying a home or refinancing a home. Give Jonathan or Becky a call at 893-2273 or stop by. We're conveniently located at 2230 Mercury Boulevard. First National Mortgage Services, an equal housing lender.
You know what sets the Cedar Bucket Restaurant apart from others? The great service, great food, and great hospitality. Here's Ricky Turner.
We feel it's an honor for anyone to come through our door and pay for the service that they receive there. So we go beyond to make sure we have those same customers come back and tell their friends how good the food is, how good the service was.
The Cedar Bucket Restaurant, Meat and Three, open on Las Casas Pike next door to Food Lion, and also open for lunch on Middle Tennessee Boulevard next door to Kroger, the Cedar Bucket.
We do all of our on-site repairs at all three of our locations versus you mailing your phone off and being without it. This is Melanie Davenport with Sprint by Sailor Concepts. We want to keep you talking and keep you happy. We do on-site phone repairs. We give you loaner phones if necessary to keep you going while we get the phone swapped out or help you with insurance claims. So it's kind of nice to have an on-site repair center. Call us at 893-CELL-2355. Sprint by Cellular Concepts.
No one likes a hot car. This is Juan at Midas of Murfreesboro on Northwest Broad.
This is Eric. If your AC is on the fritz, let us check your climate control system.
For just $99.99, we will not only check for leaks, freon levels, and get your system cooling properly,
but we'll also change your oil and rotate your tires. All for just $99.99.
Stop in to see us at Midas of Murfreesboro on Northwest Broad Street between Kroger and the Country Club.
Trust the Midas touch.
Next on WGNS Primetime Sports and online at doprimetimesports.com, it's the Prentice Olsen Heating and